Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to the program. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. They were occupying Wall Street, and now the movement is spread, making its way to the capital city with Occupy Lansing protesters demonstrating this week, with more events planned for the weekend. To talk about the movement and what participants are calling for exactly, I'm joined by Dylan Cuiava, a participant in the Occupy Lansing movement. Welcome to the program, Dylan.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Now, I know the phrase that we're the 99% is a big one in the Occupy movement, but when you're talking about 99% of the country, that's a lot of different viewpoints and opinions. What exactly are those involved in the Occupy Lansing movement standing up for?
Well, first off, the 99% comes from the fact that the top 1% of U.S. citizens have 40% of all the wealth of the country. That's an outrageous and intolerable inequality, and we're standing up against that. Now, the 99% thing, that's anyone who's not in that 1%, obviously, and what we're trying to do is we acknowledge all the different viewpoints in the 99%, and that's why our process is such a democratic one, where everyone's viewpoint is heard, and it's not one group trying to domineer the entire process. We listen to everybody, and that's one of the reasons we're not making an explicit list of legislative laws we want passed or specific demands, because we're trying to have an organic democratic process where we define ourselves with all the different viewpoints involved.
But when you talk about 99% in a sense versus the 1%, I mean, what is the kind of underlying message there, that this 1% should be owning less and being, they should be less wealthy and somehow be giving their money back to the 99%?
Well, again, it's such a broad movement that there's differences of opinion on how to handle the 1%. I can tell you my own personal view is that I don't think that there should be just the top 1% and then the 99% with that type of inequality. I think that you should have wealth pretty equally spread around, and I'm sure that you would just love to harp on that being redistribution of wealth, but I would accept that and embrace that redistribution of wealth. I think a lot of other people would, too. That's something that we need in this country and around the world.
When you talk about a movement like the Occupy movement that does it, it almost avoids taking any kind of a clear position on issues. Where do you see these efforts going if there's not a clear statement made by the group or by those involved in it?
More than anything else, this movement is a unifying point for various people all across the left wing of the spectrum to come together and start a dialogue and talk about how we can unify and organize to eliminate this type of inequality that's pervasive in our society, to take back the country from the top 1%. You know, the Tea Party always loves to go on and on about how they're taking their country back. You know, it's the corporations in the top 1% who control this country, who control the world. And it's going to be the 99% who's going to take it back. And more than just like listing some reforms or some little petty demands that we're going to list out and ask to be fulfilled, we're a movement about fundamentally shifting the entire structure of society. Me personally, my slogan that I would like to see adopted by the whole movement is just democratize everything. Plain and simple, two words, that's it.
Now, you know, there are many Americans that may not be wealthy and certainly not in the 1%, but they're doing quite well. And they really don't support any kind of movement that wants to change things in a radical way. What would you say to them?
I would say they should start supporting a movement that wants to change things in a radical way, because they're getting screwed over just like the rest of us in the 99% are. I mean, let's look at small businesses. You know, small businesses are getting screwed over just about as much as anyone else is here. And you have the top corporations, the top 1%, taking away more and more and more of the pie for themselves and leaving less for everyone else. That includes small business owners. That includes a lot of the middle class. That even includes a lot of the upper middle class, frankly. People who a lot of us in this movement wouldn't even want to identify with normally. But the situation is so drastic, so out of whack, so unequal, that the top 1% have dominated so much of our country that it's time for everyone to band together and fight against them.
I'm talking to Dylan Cuiava. He's a participant in the Occupy Lansing movement. Why focus on this 1%, and why not really focus on the political system and the politicians that allow for policies and loopholes that give the 1% the wealth they have?
Oh, it's very much focusing on both. But the fundamental difference between something like the Tea Party and then a movement like Occupy Wall Street and all the other occupations, is that we recognize that the people who control the political elites are the economic elites. It's the corporations, it's the CEOs, it's the shareholders, it's the top 1% of income earners. They're the ones who are pulling the strings. And, you know, we can argue all day long about the politicians and how they're corrupt and they're ruining the country and everything else. But really, they're answerable exclusively to the corporations and their donors and the wealthy. And that's who we're aiming at. We recognize that reality. And so we recognize that this movement has to be an economic movement, a social movement, and then a political movement, but not one that's endorsing either of the parties in the system, because we are rejecting the entire system.
Well, you know, it seems that in a capitalist system like our own, there are going to be winners and losers, and certainly the rich and the poor. You almost make it sound as though the Occupy movement is against a free market system and somehow wants to bring this, our system as it stands down. How is that, in fact, the case?
Oh, that's the case with a lot of people, myself included in that one. I would love nothing more than to bring the free market system down and replace it with a democratic system, something better that works for everybody. That's exactly what I'm talking about, and that's exactly what a lot of people in this Occupy movement are talking about. Is we're talking about fundamentally changing and getting rid of the system that is capitalism. There's a lot of people that are socialists in this Occupy movement, and I'm proud to say it. And that's a lot of what we're talking about. That's not everybody, but that is a lot of people. And I'm surprised by it every day, how many people, more and more every day, I see talking about how we need to just get rid of this whole system.
Well, look, the Occupy movement certainly is interesting to see, and people watch it on television. How do you see this approach of occupying a space and protesting in a peaceful manner? How do you see that affecting any real change here?
Well, like I said earlier, this is the beginning of a new movement being formed. So we don't necessarily see this Occupy thing as getting some petty little reform out of Congress coming out. I think nobody expects that to happen. And I don't think anybody would be happy if that happened. No one would want to sell this movement short to settle for some petty reform. This Occupy movement is about starting a new, mobile, organized, and action-driven sect of this country that's going to move to fundamentally change it altogether.
And you think the powers that be would actually allow that to move forward if it ever becomes a real serious movement?
They would never try to allow it, but the whole point is that we're going against the powers that be in the economic, the social, and political sense, all of them. This movement is a systemic rejection of the status quo. And we're very much aware that the powers that be, whether that's in Congress or the White House or on Wall Street especially, they're going to do everything they can to stop it. Right now, since we're just, you know, an Occupy movement, we're only about a month old right now. Of course, they're just kind of biding their time and seeing if this will fizzle out. The Democratic Party is trying to see if they can co-opt it and turning it into some real ex-President Obama movement. But that's not going to happen. I don't think that it's going to do anything except grow and grow and get bolder and bolder and more capable to take on the entire system.
Well, talk about fizzling out. Isn't the weather going to play a role in bringing the Occupy movement, at least this year, to an end, especially once it gets cold? Isn't it unlikely that many people will be outside protesting?
I'm sure there's going to be a few people who can't take the cold and want to go home, but I still don't think that that's going to prevent this from happening. I think everything's going to keep going strongly. And regardless, even if everybody were to go home, this movement's been started. It's mobile. It's ongoing. If it's gets too cold for everyone to stay out in Zuccotti Park in New York or by the Capitol in Lansing, we're going to find somewhere else to go. We're going to do something else. This movement isn't stopping now just because it's going to snow in a month.
Dylan Quiava, he's a participant in the Occupy Lansing movement. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.